In the efforts to establish more normal cultural and business ties with Cuba,
we believe that agriculture is going to be a key.
Acting Deputy Agriculture Secretary Michael Skews and a Tuesday phone hookup arranged by the group Business Forward. Skews saying, however, that the U.S. is being put at a disadvantage compared to other nations because of restrictions in that Cuba embargo law, which took effect in 1962. Restrictions including a ban on financing of ag purchases by Cuba and on using USDA export promotion programs there. And, of course, the travel ban to Cuba. Last week, the Senate Appropriations Committee approved and sent to the full Senate amendments that would lift the financing and travel bans.
We're hopeful that the House and the Senate can find some common ground on these issues.
And if they do, and the barriers are lifted,
I think we'll see a tremendous increase in our export numbers to Cuba.
Which would be boosted more if USDA is allowed to open trade-related offices in Cuba. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.